here we come back to it. You know, I'm just brushing it out of my hair. I love maple syrup that comes in the spring. I love pumpkins. They come in the fall. Listen, Charles Kuralt, if you're old enough to remember, wrote a book, The 12 Best Places in America, a long time ago. He picked Michigan. He picked one state per month. Michigan in October, best place in America, said Charles Kuralt. You know what? He was right. He was right then. He's still right. And my next guy is a writer himself. He stumbles out of the corn stalks, covered in burrs and debris, looking for, you know, for a cold beer and a pumpkin pie. Ron Rademacher, everybody. There he is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cold beer and a pumpkin pie.
October in Michigan is just, if you've not traveled Michigan in October, you haven't lived.
You're missing out.
You're missing out. Hey, listen, you know what? I got to tell you, I have a shout-out for a guy. I was thinking about October, and I was thinking, you know, what should I focus on for the road trip of the week in the month of October? And I was kind of struggling with it. Out of the clear blue sky, one of your listeners called me on the phone. I never talked to the guy before. Name's Bob Barkham.
Well, where did he get your phone number? And never mind.
I'm easy to find. I don't know what he might have seen it on the post office wall, but he has Barkham Creek Farms over there in Hazlitt.
All right.
And he told me, he said, you know, I've got a mountain of pumpkins over here, and I've got cider we make ourselves. You know, if you ever get a chance, stop by. He said, I listen to you guys on Gruber all the time. I'd love to meet you. And then he said, and the donuts that his wife makes there are so good that once you've had her donuts, you won't go anywhere else for donuts ever again.
Yeah, and how do you, well, Barkham? Is that what you said? Barkham Creek Farms.
Barkham Creek Farms in Hazlitt. And so that's kind of like throwing down the gauntlet, is it? I mean, I'm talking about burgers and steaks and stuff, but when you start talking about October cider and donuts, I'm not going to get there this week, but he told me they'll be getting it done all through October. So many thanks to him.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, Ron. I've been to Barkham Creek Farms. The donuts, first class. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Okay. Well, okay. Now I'm really jacked to go over there.
It's a really cool place. It's right along Hazlitt Road on the north side of the road, not too far from Meridian Road for anybody that lives in that part of the state. You'll kind of get an idea of where that is. Maybe it's east of Hazlitt, east of East Lansing, if you will, and it's a great place, and it's one of those fall traditions. It sure is.
Yeah, he told me that for this weekend, Jonathan Rand is going to be there to tell stories to the kids and sign books and stuff, so apparently they got a lot going on over there. I've got it on my list, that's for sure.
There you go. And don't forget, Ron's wearing his muskox shirt, because that's who supports him every week. Muskox, Michigan-made men's clothing that he's going to get the pumpkin on and the donut on and some slopped cider on. Go muskox.com to find out more for your sloppy flannel shirt just like Ron's. Carry on.
I was out yesterday morning in the woods looking for fall mushrooms, and it's a good thing I had muskox because we had frost on the ground.
Yeah, it's been slow, but finally we got some rain. I think the tide is going to turn here on fall mushrooms.
Yeah, it's been good up in the north part where I am, up around around Grayling and Gaylord and stuff where I was the other day, and they've had enough cold that it's they're popping out there.
Okay, good.
So
good,
we got that going on. You got other good stuff going on. You know, that's not just cider and donuts and pumpkins. Also, you know, people are coming up with the fall beers, and I'm not talking about pumpkin spice beer either. Okay, not that. If you're going to go on a color tour and you're going to get out toward Iron County in the Upper Peninsula, if you're going to be near Alpha this weekend, they're having their Uperfest, and they're bringing out the Uperfest Nierzen beer, which I'm not familiar with it, but it sounds German, and they said you're going to have good German fare there, and corn on the cob, and the whole thing, brats, burgers, back porch food trucks. Great time in Alpha. And the colors in Northern PA right now are peaking. So Iron County is one of the most beautiful you can find for color tours.
Really? And there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that a lot.
It gets very mountainous up toward Crystal Falls. So that's in Alpha. And if you don't know where Alpha is, if you need directions, it's just east of Gertz.
that narrows it right down.
That should help you zero right in.
Just east of nowhere, south of nothing. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. What an idiot.
You know, if you're at Crystal Falls, you go to the split tree, the split rock tree, and just head south, and you'll get there. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fun. Something that's a little bit better known, and this is another good one for, and this is a good time to go. I usually don't talk about famous places, but Fayette is having their fall festival. That's the old iron mining town that's been completely refurbished, and they do tours there. Well, they're having a big festival, and the colors are great in that part of the state as well. That is over near Escanaba and Manistique area, areas you know well. So Fayette. Really great time, and they have great camping sites there, and they have great kids' activities, and the colors are terrific.
You know, I need to get out more, you know.
Well, here's one place you could go to. Have you ever been to the Fire and Club event up there in Traverse City they have this time of year?
No, but I love Traverse City, you know. I stayed at the asylum. It was only a matter of time.
I have a standing reservation there. Well, these guys are having something a little bit different. I don't know where you grew up. I grew up on a farm in South. Now, I shucked corn as a kid.
Oh, shucks.
And I can't think of anything that I hate more than shucking corn. But they're having it, and they're roasting green chili peppers, and they're making green chili pepper chili. So if you've never had a real farm experience, go up there, shuck some corn. You'll see what real work is, my friend, let me tell you.
Interesting. Sure. Now, hold on. You've done it again, of course, because that's who you are. You do it to me again because that's who you are, Ron. So hold tight. Ron Rademacher, cruising the back roads of Michigan from Traverse City to Fayette to Alpha, which is just south of something. We'll be back with more Ron in just a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Nearly 2,000 of the state's top